Those political opponents, famous enough to be known outside of Russia, were packed up and sent into Western exile. They were lucky. They survived. Faith in Marx's impending world revolution affected all the communists' decisions. The Red Army was planned not to defend the communist regime from the whites, the greens, the Poles, or the Western allies. It was designed to help the oppressed European proletariat to overthrow its masters. The communists routinely paid their expenses by printing new rubles. Even if these rubles were worthless, Marx taught that money would become obsolete in the new workers' paradise. Lenin assumed the non-Russian peoples of the former Russian Empire, the Finns, Ukrainians, Poles, Balts, and Caucasians, would beg to be allowed to join their Russian comrades. Indeed, the Declaration of the Rights and Peoples of Russia was designed to lure these non-Russian nationalities in. Of course, this supposedly noble offer assumed that the non-Russian peoples were willing to go back under Russian leadership. And plans can fall through, as so often they do. Communist revolutions failed in Germany and in Hungary.